Well, greetings, everybody. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. With Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and we're here to serve you, our listeners. If you have a question, something you'd like to talk about, maybe some particular issue in life that's troubling to you, you're struggling with, well, we cordially invite you right now to call 844-322-2742. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, friends, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do have open lines on this special day, Veterans Day, November 11th. Andrew Farley is here, and we would love to hear from you. The number is 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. So go ahead and pick up that phone, dial that number, and join us on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Andrew, welcome.
Hey, great to be with you, Bob.
Well, it's always good to be with you. And as I mentioned, this is a special day, Veterans Day, a day that we pause and remember those who have served our country and have put their lives at risk for our freedoms. It's a very special day, isn't it?
Yeah, what we have is so unique in history and in the world today. Just all the rights and privileges we have. And so we're grateful for all of those who have protected those rights and preserved those freedoms. And this is a fun day to celebrate all those who have served the United States. And wow, it's a privilege to be a U.S. citizen, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It really is. And we live under this blanket of freedom because of the sacrifices many men and women have made throughout our history. And we will continue to do that as we continue to preserve this freedom that we have as citizens of the United States of America. But, Andrew, you know, one of the things with our veterans, there are many veterans that are experiencing all kinds of troubles as they just try to live, you know, day to day. We see homelessness. A big percentage of veterans are homeless. We see a very high suicide rate. At one time, 22 veterans committed suicide every single day. I think that number has dropped a little bit here in the last year, but it's still way too many. We also see a lot of veterans experiencing mental illnesses as a result of their service and all the things that they had to witness and to see and to be a part of. And we know over just our years of experience that a lot of those problems are spiritual in nature. And so we as a ministry, we scratched our heads a little bit years ago and said, how can we help our veterans? And we have a packet of materials that we have put together that we want to put in veterans' hands. And you can help us do that. It's Hope to the Vets. And if you would like to participate in that and to give some real hope, some real help, spiritual help, that's what we're talking about, spiritual help to some veterans or a particular veteran that you know, we would love for you to participate with us in that. You can go to our website, basicgospel.net. We have a link right on the front page, so just click that and follow the information. And Andrew, all month we're talking about hope and the hope of the gospel. And certainly that's what every one of us needs as human beings. We need hope in our lives. And that's the greatest, I think, the greatest motivator that there is. If we have hope, we can continue moving in our lives. If we don't, we just shut down. And we see a lot of hope in the pages of the New Testament. And I was reading through 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and verses 7 through 9 in that first chapter really jumped out at me and just screamed hope in the loudest of terms as to what God has promised that he is going to do for all those who are in Christ. It's a fabulous passage, Andrew.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the word that sticks out to me here is blameless, guiltless or blameless, the idea that God is going to confirm us to the end. It says you're not lacking in any gift. You can eagerly await the revelation of Jesus. He'll confirm you to the end blameless on that day. God is faithful, and you were called into fellowship with Jesus. And, you know, this passage is so powerful, Bob, because first of all, there's a lot of Christians that, quite frankly, are scared about the return of Christ. I mean, I remember being a young man in youth group and hearing that the Lord was coming back tomorrow morning. That's what the youth pastor said. And when he said that, everybody broke out in tears, but they weren't tears of joy. They were tears of sorrow and even fear. People were praying to receive Christ over and over, wondering if it didn't take the first time. They were scared of a final judgment. They were scared of a movie of all their sins. And I would say that, you know, decades later, I don't know if we as a church are doing any better in regards to getting clarity on this day of judgment. But these words of the Apostle Paul really help us. I mean, they say that you can eagerly await that day, the day of judgment, the return of Christ, the rescue of the church, all of those end of days events. We can eagerly await them. We can expect them with great anticipation because God is the one who keeps us blameless. And blameless is a really strong word here. I mean, you're not going to be blamed for anything on that day. And yet I think that I know that I've met a lot of Christians who will call into the radio broadcast, they'll email, they'll send letters of concern. They want answers about this final judgment. And is God going to blame me for something that happened 10 years ago? Is God going to blame me for this ongoing struggle that I've got? Is he going to blame me for this sin that I have not yet quit and I'm still dealing with it on a daily basis? Is my salvation in jeopardy? Is my place in heaven in jeopardy? And I love that Paul is saying, no, you've got hope. Are you struggling? You've got hope. Are you dealing with a besetting sin? You've got hope. Are you wondering about your future? Well, if you're in Christ, you've got hope. And here it is. God will keep you blameless on that day. And you've got fellowship with God right now. That is something unshakable. He'll never take it away. You're always connected. There's always hope. And Bob, this is a beautiful passage of encouragement.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that I was thinking about this is the fact that we have hope, that we have this incredible promise that Christ is going to sustain us to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the very thing, that's the very truth, that's the very hope that enables us to actually enjoy this fellowship that we now have with God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. We can actually enjoy the relationship. We don't have to try to, you know, make ourselves more acceptable in God's sight. We don't have to try to earn his love, to earn his favor, to do any of those things that so many people are trying to do. We can actually take a big breath, a sigh of relief, and say, Lord, thank you. I'm just going to enjoy you. I'm going to enjoy your love. I'm going to enjoy just your mercy, your grace, just who you are in my everyday life. And boy, knowing him is going to change everything, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're constantly bombarded with God needs to change you type messages. You know, God needs to change you. You need to become a better husband, a better wife, a better Christian, a better father, a better mother, a better citizen, a better this, a better that. And we hear so much about trying to better ourselves, and even in the name of God, that he needs us to be better. And I think that that is rejection, and we don't even realize it. But, you know, when we teach such things and when we decide to believe such things, we are accepting the idea that God is really repulsed by us, that he is rejecting the current you and he loves a future version of you. And I think that's very deceptive. You know, yes, we're growing and yes, we're learning, but God is not in love with a future view of you. He really does love and like and accept and embrace you for who you are right here and right now. The fact that you're learning and growing, I mean, look, even Jesus was learning and growing. The Bible says he grew in wisdom and he grew in stature, but he didn't become more the Son of God. I mean, his identity didn't change just because he was learning. And likewise, you know, we're in the family, and we have all the rights and privileges, and we have the intimacy, we have the fellowship, we have all the credentials through Christ that we ever need. And so I just see a subtle deception in a lot of teaching today. There is so much emphasis on you needing to change and you needing to be different that we end up believing that God is really in love with a future version or a better version of us. And I think we need to see, wait a minute, no, Christ dwells in me right now, and he loves me perfectly, and I'm totally forgiven, and I'm blameless now. And through, he is for me. Even my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So there's no part of us that he doesn't like, and that's amazing.
That is amazing. Well, this is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number. My name is Bob Christopher. Andrew Farley is with us, and we're glad you are with us as well. Andrew, we have a great resource that we're sending out to those who contribute to Basic Gospel this month as our way of saying thank you, and it's your book, The Hurt and the Healer, that you collaborated with Bart Millard on. And tell our listeners a little bit about that book and what they can expect in reading that.
Yeah, well, if you're a believer and yet you struggle with things like anger, sometimes you find yourself with outbursts of anger, sometimes you're not knowing how to react to someone who falls short of your expectations. You know, your children, they don't always live up to what we hope for them. Your husband or your wife, they don't always act the way that we'd hope. And so, you know, there's expectations that we have, and then there's disappointment and disillusionment, sometimes even depression can set in. And so this book, The Hurt and the Healer, is really good at showing you, okay, how can Jesus, besides being my Savior and besides being my Lord and besides being creator of the universe, how can he, on a very practical level, enter into my problems and be my answer? We say this all the time. Jesus is the answer to every problem of the human heart. Well, do we believe that, and how does that work? I mean, what sort of decisions do I need to make to cooperate with him and therefore find healing and find genuine, lasting answers, not just you know, trivial things that we might memorize, but real, sink your teeth into it type grace? How do we come to know this kind of healing and really know Jesus as our life? So on a day like today, when you've got veterans who many of them are still suffering from PTSD and other conditions because of the life they've, you know, lived in on behalf of our nation, what a great idea to give this away as a thank you gift. And Bob, I'm just excited that you've offered this at Basic Gospel, and I think it's really going to touch a lot of people's lives.
Well, that's our prayer, Andrew, and I agree with you 100%. And if you would like a copy of The Hurt and the Healer by Andrew Farley and Bart Millard, go to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. We have a big, huge banner right on the front page. Just click that, the icon that says Hurt and the Healer, and follow all the instructions, and we'll get that book into your hands as quickly as possible. You can also call us at 844-322-2742 to request your copy. That's The Hurt and the Healer, yours, as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. Well, 844-322-2742 is the number to call. Andrew, let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to start in California with Antoine. Hi, Antoine.
Hey, guys, I've had a question about circumcision. Like, is that still something that should be done today? Because I saw some on, like, a documentary show, and they showed a kid getting it done. It seemed pretty painful. I had daughters, so I didn't have to worry about making that decision. But I was wondering if that's something that should be still done today.
Yeah. Well, no, it certainly has no significance in terms of God's view of us or God's thoughts about us. So 1 Corinthians 7, verse 19, Antoine, it says, circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what matters or what counts. So, you know, we've got these New Testament commands written on our hearts, and we have circumcised hearts. You know, that was a shadow or a picture or a symbol of what we enjoy spiritually today, the taking away of our old heart, and now we've got a new heart. And it's not just 1 Corinthians 7, also Galatians 6 says this. It's a beautiful verse. It's actually one of my favorites. It says this, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything. The only thing that matters, the only thing that counts is a new creation. So how awesome is that? You've got these Jews 2,000 years ago who were running around telling everyone, you got to be circumcised, you got to keep the law, you got to live under that old covenant. And here Paul is announcing in two different places, he's announced that circumcision doesn't matter. It's an inner life. It's an inner connection to Christ that matters. And that being a new creation, that is the most important thing we can come to know about our life with Jesus, that he made us new by his indwelling us, by his giving us a new heart. And that circumcision of the heart is what really matters, Antoine. So does that make sense? Does that help, my friend?
Yes, it does. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Hey, thanks for your call, Antoine. You call anytime. Well, that opens up a line for us at 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. We had this call that came overnight from Sharon. Let's take a listen.
Hello, this is Sharon. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and I have a question tonight. I'd like to know what the significance is with the younger brother always being more obedient, more blessed, and the older brother seems to be wanting to live his own life without being obedient, I guess. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a good day. Bye.
Well, Sharon, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it. And Andrew, when we think about brothers, we think of Cain and Abel, and that was a sad, sad story. We also think about Esau and Jacob. Now, as far as Esau and Jacob were concerned, both of them had their issues. Both of them had their problems, but God had made a choice before they were born that the older would serve the younger. In other words, the blessing was going to go from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. That's how God ordered it. That's what he chose. That's what he predestined. So that's why that story kind of went the way it went. As far as Cain and Abel, Cain chose, a bad way of sacrificing and was given into sin. And that's what the Lord said. You know, sin is crouching at your door. He gave them a chance to kind of repent, but yet Cain chose to continue the path that he was on.
Yeah, and, you know, there's other siblings we could talk about. You've got Joseph and his 11 brothers, and you've got Martha and Mary and Lazarus, as recorded in the Gospel of John. And then you have Peter and Andrew. So I don't know that it always holds, but I will say that, yeah, essentially you're looking at God's plan and then a plan B. And many times we concoct a plan B to try to make life work, you know, with Jacob and Esau, for example, or Cain and Abel within an acceptable sacrifice versus one that is not. We try to concoct a plan B. And I would say that's relevant to today, Bob, because here we are living in the new covenant, and we have these awesome privileges. It's all because of what Jesus did. That was plan A. Plan A was the cross and the resurrection. That was our plan A, and it's a perfect plan. And yet, you know, we go adding things like, well, it's got to be Jesus plus water baptism to get right. It's got to be Jesus plus the law to get right. It's got to be Jesus plus keeping these rules, Jesus plus tithing, Jesus plus, and you name it, it becomes Jesus plus, and that's our plan B. And God is shouting from the rooftops, hey, plan A works. Stick with plan A. Yeah. And you don't have to come up with some other option. Just trust in Jesus plus nothing.
Very, very simple. Andrew, thanks for those good words. Jay had this particular question that he sent to us via email. He says, love you guys. Please keep up the good work. My question is about Hebrews. The King James title for this epistle is the Epistle of Paul, the Apostle to the Hebrews, while the NASB title is the Epistle to the Hebrews. What is the difference and what is the history behind this inconsistency? And it's a good question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, there's debate, certainly, about this book, this letter to the Hebrews, about authorship, and there's a reason for that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of expressions, dozens of expressions in the book of Hebrews that are not found in other New Testament letters. Some people have hypothesized that that is simply because it was originally written in Greek and later translated to, originally in Hebrew and later translated to Greek, and that would account for some of these differences in language. But the other possibility is difference in authorship. And so I don't think we're ready to close the book on this and say for sure that it was written by the Apostle Paul. Some people say, well, maybe it was written by Apollos. Maybe it was written by Luke. We've got all kinds of ideas floating out there. I personally, you know, if you just want my opinion for what it's worth, I wouldn't be surprised if Paul did write the letter to the Hebrews, that he kept his name off of it on purpose for two reasons. Number one, God called him to be an apostle to the Gentiles, not the Jews. And if he wanted to reach these Jews, then he might leave his name off because, number two, there was some animosity toward the Apostle Paul. I can't believe you're going out there sharing this gospel message with those Gentiles, and then you have the audacity to turn around and try to give us spiritual advice. We're the Jews. We're God's people. We're God's chosen nation. So who do you think you are? And so I think, regardless, the author of Hebrews left his name off, and yet what it shows me is the arguments stand for themselves. It is my favorite book of the Bible. That and Romans just steal the show for me. I love how brilliantly this letter to the Hebrews is written. It highlights the finished work of Christ again and again. And the arguments, Bob, it's like they were written by an incredible trial lawyer who is arguing his case.
Yes, indeed. And what I like about the fact that it's unnamed as far as an author is concerned is that you come away with this incredible vision of the Lord Jesus Christ and all of his majesty and all of his splendor and all of the incredible work that he did on our behalf. And really, that's the story of the Bible. It's Jesus from beginning to end. And I think the book of Hebrews really captures that as well as any other book in the entire Word of God. So it is just this marvelous work about Jesus from beginning to end. Well, yes. Jay, thank you so much for that great question. We hope that was a good encouragement to you. And we thank you for tuning in to Basic Gospel. Andrew, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, it was a great time, Bob.
And we want to remind you, our listeners, that Andrew's book, The Hurt and the Healer, is our gift to you, our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We rely on the people that God moves in their hearts to give to help bring this good news to the airwaves, to the Basic Gospel airwaves, both radio and then all of our other various media channels and platforms. So you help build those platforms so that others can hear the love of Jesus Christ is given to us through his death, burial, and resurrection. So join what God is doing. Give your gift today. And we want to bless you with Andrew's book, The Hurt and the Healer. Well, now for Andrew and for our entire team here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Christopher saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.